it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
There we go. Morning, morning, morning. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go. Hey, by the way, yesterday we did Lunchbox Guesses Your Weight segment, where women will get on the phone and Lunch can guess their weight within 5 pounds. The thing is, Lunchbox missed one yesterday. He hasn't missed one in a long time.
Oh, man, it was like...
It was. We were embarrassed.
Yeah.
It haunted him all night long, too.
I went home and just stared at myself in the mirror and said, what's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, and you're about to have a baby, and so you're questioning yourself.
Yeah,
right
get
now.
Your life together.
What oh, man, you got to guess your baby's weight.
What if your kid hears that, though? When you're older.
Oh, they can hear it now.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kristen is on in Florida. Hey, Kristen.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Thank you for waking up with us. Lunchbox is going to try to guess your weight. He'd like to redeem himself. Is that okay?
Okay. Sure.
Have we ever talked before?
No.
Okay, here's Kristen from Florida. She's on the phone right now. Okay, Lunchbox, you want the music or no?
Yeah, music. Right. Music gets me in the mood. So, Kristen, how many times do you go to the beach? A week.
A week? Maybe once.
How many bikinis do you own?
8.
How old are you?
45.
How tall are you?
5'8½ to 5'9".
That's enough time there, Lunchbox.
Listen, if she's living in Florida, she's going to the beach once a week, and she has 8 bikinis, she is in shape looking good at 140.
140, he says. Man. Kristen, what do you think about that? How much do you weigh?
What a redemption, Lunchbox. 141.
He's back! He's back! Holy cow!
Wow!
The beach today. Celebrate.
Take the day off, you said?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Kristen, take the day off.
Take bikini number 4.
Wow. He's even picking out your bikini.
She numbers them.
Oh, Kristen, thank you for the call. Wow. Are you in the mood for another one or what?
Yeah, let's do it. I feel like I'm getting my mojo back.
Okay. Let us bring on Brittany in Virginia. Brittany, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Well, Lunchbox has his mojo back, he says. Would you like to play? Lunchbox guesses your weight.
Let's do it.
Okay, Lunchbox, this is Brittany in Virginia. We've never met. I'm anxious to introduce you to her.
Okay, Brittany, what's your favorite song on the radio?
Celine Dion. It's all coming back to me now.
A good Celine Dion song.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
And what is your favorite color?
Purple.
And you eat breakfast how many times a week?
Every day.
What do you have for breakfast?
You breathe oxygen how many times?
No, not
year?
Everybody eats breakfast.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What is your favorite?
I eat a protein bar.
Thank
you. 136.
136. Brittany, what do you weigh?
136.
Oh!
Yeah! Nailed it!
What? Oh!
He just won both showcases, folks.
Yeah!
Woo! Well, Brittany, thank you for calling. Do you feel better about yourself?
Man, I feel better. I feel like, whew, yeah.
I don't want to get the show started on a sour note, so I'm glad you felt like you're back.
Thank you, because yesterday was a bad day. Today's going to be a good day.
Yeah, welcome to Thursday's show. Everybody that's new to the show, well, this is what you have. It's us.
How you like them apples? Those are some good apples.
Yeah, no one was hating on you, really.
We were cheering for you.
Yeah, we were rooting.
Good job.
Whenever you get it right and we all scream and go, woo,
yeah, that means
that's affirmation
of
we enjoy you.
Oh.
Yeah. All right, let's start the show now. Here we go.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A woman's dog named Sherlock was scared after there was a car accident and Sherlock was in the accident. So as they're figuring it out, the dog runs out of the car. The driver wasn't injured, but she started to be worried because her dog wouldn't come back. So the fire department said, okay, we're going to send some of our other guys out to find the dog. It was very snowy. What they found was the dog's tracks, and they tracked it for 2 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
They finally found him in the snow in the woods, unharmed, and they got it back to the owner.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome and crazy, the fire department?
Stayed on it.
Yeah, so to the Oromocto Fire Department. Yeah,
gotta
I see
get that
you.
Right.
Yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Austin, Texas. Police announced they've had over 370 suspicious package calls in the past couple days and found nothing. A $65,000 reward is being offered if you have info about those package explosion incidents. In other news, Toys R Us announced they're officially going out of business in the U.S. They're closing their doors. 33,000 employees are going to lose their jobs. And finally, in sports, college basketball, March Madness is here. Get those brackets filled out. Games get underway today, 12 noon, 11 Central.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Welcome to Thursday's show. Tommy in Virginia Beach. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. What's going on? Real quick, Lunchbox, congratulations. But, Bobby, I got a question for you.
All right.
All right, man. So, Hall of Fame microphone tattoo. Did it ever happen?
No, not yet. So what I said was, if I got into the Radio Hall of Fame, I was going to get a old school microphone tattooed on my arm. And I haven't yet for a couple reasons. One, because Amy promised to get my face tattooed on her, and she didn't. And then two...
What do I have to do with what you do on your body?
I just want to bring that up.
Thanks.
That you didn't live up to your side of the bed. And two, the guy that I get tattoos from, he's booked forever.
Yeah.
And three... I don't know what I'm going to do, like, with my life in the next few years.
Ooh, so...
Honestly, the truth is, if I'm not staying in radio, I'm not getting a radio tattoo, put it on me. That's all, that's really it.
That's fair.
And do I think I will stay in radio? Yeah, but can I 100% say that right now? No.
We got to start looking for new jobs.
You don't.
Making big moves, man.
No.
Making big moves.
That's not what this conversation is. I'm just telling you the real reason I haven't. And probably all in the reverse order. I probably haven't because I don't know that I'm... Why am I going to get a radio tattoo on my arm if I'm not doing radio anymore?
I feel much more secure about our jobs right now if you got that tattoo.
Absolutely.
You'll always be in the Hall of Fame, though, so why not always have the tattoo?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I just don't feel it right now. But that's,
I feel it, man. I get you.
But that's why
I'm covered, so I totally get it.
You're covered in tattoos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, people always say, hey, Bob, you hate needles so much. How do you? Because I have three tattoos. But it's not the same.
It's totally different.
The needle, when you get a tattoo, doesn't pierce your skin.
Uh-uh.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh.
And it's
basically
not drawing
blood out. It just punches you over and over again.
Oh.
Right. Would you say that's fair, Tommy?
I'd absolutely say it's fair because I personally don't like needles either. And also, I've got both my sleeves done, my legs done, my ribs done. I got all sorts of stuff.
Got your ribs done? That seems like it hurt, man.
It wasn't very comfortable, but it wasn't too bad.
Like, what's your most baller tattoo where you're like, yeah?
My most baller? My daughter drew a family portrait when she was 4 years old, and I got it across the front of my right thigh.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Wow.
I thought he was going to say the skull and crossbones with a snake made of money coming out of it, but no. I think that's awesome, man. Yeah, that's it.
Yep, I love it.
Well, hey, thank you very much, Tommy. Appreciate the call. I hope that answered your question. And if I ever come in with that tattoo on my arm, it means I'm here to stay. Right now, I don't have
a
tattoo because I don't know. Have a great day. Appreciate that.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. Yeah, you too, buddy. There we go. Hey, by the way, welcome to Thursday. As everybody butt tightens a little bit about that conversation.
You know what I mean? Check my resume out.
We have to call it butt tightening, but I mean, yeah.
That's what it is, though.
There it is. Don't worry, Lunchbox. You're only about to have a baby. We're all good.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity around the room, sharing good news in a segment that we call
Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Let's go over to Amy first. Amy.
Okay, so this guy was working on his car and he was underneath it. The car jack was like, and the jack broke and it fell on him.
The car fell on the guy?
Yes. So he was screaming for help for an hour. Neighbors, somebody, please hear me. And just as he's about to give up, he's like, I'm going to give out one more good yell. And a 9-year-old boy that lives close by heard him and ran over and saw him. And he was able to talk the 9-year-old boy through how to pump the jack and lift it up. And then once he was lifted and he had some relief, the 9-year-old ran to get help. And he was airlifted to a nearby hospital. And he suffered broken ribs and some other things. But he's going to live and be okay.
That's crazy, man.
Amazing.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, you're up. Tell me something good.
Clay Matthews plays for the Green Bay Packers. And he got the news that his older brother, Brian, is finally expecting his first kid. Well, it turns out it's twins. And so they're going to need an extra bedroom. So Clay decided to surprise him. And he paid to get an extra room added onto his brother's house.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Up in the room. Wow.
Let me give you this one. National Guard soldier Jason Johnson surprised his wife, Sandy. She's an emergency room nurse. So he came back from deployment, didn't tell her. And he waited in the emergency room, covered himself with a blanket, laid on the bed, on the gurney thing.
Oh, no.
And she walked in, and they weren't saying, hey, emergency, but she walked into the room. And he's like, excuse me. And she looks over, and he takes the blanket off.
That's awesome.
He's in his full fatigue.
So cool.
Yeah. I just don't think I would have it in me to not tell on the way home. I'd blow it.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to surprise you, but I'd have to find that right now.
Yeah.
But that's an awesome story. And shout out to everybody serving. And shout out to all the wives of people serving, too.
Yeah, or husbands of wives that are gone.
Yeah. I guess that, too.
Yep.
How not cool of me to not mention that. I'll be honest with you. I didn't think about that.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So Scotty McCreery is 24 years old, but some people still see him as the teenager that he was on American Idol, forgetting that, yeah, he has aged a little bit. He told Rolling Stone that people are actually afraid to have a drink in front of him if he's there. He'll go out to dinner and people will ask, is it okay to drink around Scotty? And they're like, are you kidding? He's 24. He'll have a drink with you. So this is super cute. Yesterday was Daddy-Daughter Donut Day, and Jake Owen went to school with his daughter, Pearl. He posted some photos on his Instagram. She clearly likes the chocolate ones. If you want to check them out, hit up BobbyBones.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny. Yeah,
you're Bobby Bones. You have a dadchiller party lunchbox?
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
So that's a bachelor party, but for new dads.
Oh.
A dadchiller party.
I have not heard the word dadchiller before.
Is that something where you go crazy, or is that something where you just get together and talk about babies?
You're supposed to go crazy. It's your last weekend before you're going to have a baby.
Oh, so that's when you do it, the last weekend?
Well, not...
Isn't that risky if your wife's that pregnant?
Not literally the last weekend. I'm saying it's your last trip with the guys before you have a kid, and you're supposed to go nuts like a bachelor party. It's just another excuse to have another bachelor party, really.
And you're into that?
I'm absolutely into it. My buddy Garrett had one, and he's already been hitting me up going, dude, when's the bachelor party?
So what did you do on his bachelor party?
We went and rented a lake house on the lake and spent the weekend drinking beers and golfing and just being idiots.
And so what do you plan to do for your bachelor party?
I'm looking at going down to Florida, renting a house, and golfing and drinking and having a wild weekend.
Do you think once you're dad, the wild weekends are over?
There'll be a lot fewer of them. They'll be very far in between, or few and far between, I guess is how you say it. Yes, it's going to calm down a lot.
So Lunchbox has always been the nuttiest guy in the show, just out of control. And he's having a baby, which is kind of a life reset for him. I wonder if your naps are going to be the same.
That, I'm so stressed out about that.
You're stressed out about not being able to nap as much?
Yes. I love my sleep. I love to sleep. I've always loved to sleep. And this is going to throw a real mess up in it. But I feel like the kid sleeps a lot for the first year.
Does it, though?
It takes naps.
Yeah, babies do sleep a lot.
But only for intermittent periods, right?
They just wake up a lot in the middle of the night. They seem to sleep at not... so convenient time.
Do you think your wife's going to be the one that wakes up with it, or do you?
Well, my wife's got to feed it.
Yeah, but what's the point?
Yeah, but
how do I get up? Why would I need to get up?
If she pumps, she can keep breast milk in the fridge.
We don't need to pump. We're good.
You're going to need to pump. Sometimes people explode if they don't pump.
Oh, really?
Well, no.
So okay, in your mind, you're not having to wake up in the middle of the night so far?
I would have to wake up and hand her the baby, and then I can go back to sleep because... Really, she's the one that's going to have to feed it because we're going that route.
And she's doing August?
Do it August 29th.
When's the bachelor party?
Bachelor party probably June-ish.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's a good 2 months space window to get ready.
Where is she now pregnant-wise?
What do we fit? Almost 16 weeks.
So about 4 months. Can you tell? She's showing?
No, I can't really tell. They said another 2 weeks it'll really... Like, I read weekly what to be expecting, and they said about 2 weeks you'll be able to tell.
Do you, like, talk to her belly button?
I started saying, goodnight, baby.
Is that weird?
Because it says the baby can recognize your voice.
Why not talk more to it?
Because it's weird. It's still not a comfortable thing for me yet. And it said, whatever songs you want it to like whenever it's born, start playing them now.
What have you played?
Nothing. Because I just read it a couple days ago, and I'm like...
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Nice spaghetti. Be ready. Yeah.
Let us know that we need that time off for that bachelor party.
All right. I get time off? Yes! That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. You heard it here.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from East St. Louis. A security driver is looking for a new job after he lost an inmate. He was responsible for driving the inmate from Oklahoma to Texas. Wow. But he decided to drive a couple hundred miles to go to the casino.
Oh, no. Wow.
So he checked into the hotel room, said, "You stay here, I'm going to go down and gamble."
Wait, he also checked the inmate into the hotel too?
Yeah. Left him in the room and said, "I'm going to go gamble. I'll be back.
No. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, of course. I'll just hang out. Go ahead, Mr. Officer. I'll just hang out."
Did he handcuff him to the bed or anything?
No.
Okay.
The bed?
Of all the places, Amy?
I mean, just a little.
Yeah, go ahead.
I came back. Inmate gone.
Okay.
Was he down to slots or did he decide just to give it a run?
Found the inmate.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Unbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, morning. So if you listen to music during a workout, it will help you exercise longer. And so if you listen to high-energy upbeat music, it helps you last longer during cardiac stress tests, which is basically running. And man, do I hate running. I hate every bit of it.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, play the upbeat music, it keeps you running longer, even if you don't know it.
Totally.
Even if you don't think it does, it does. I have my three workout songs because I just pulled them. So here are the three that I've put on mine. And they're not super upbeat, but I have...
Everything's gonna be all right.
I like this one, Daily Murphy.
Everything's gonna be all right.
It just makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink.
This one makes me feel like I'm in a movie. It's like, oh, look at the world. I don't know. There's something about this song that just makes me feel good. So David Lee Murphy. And then I have an old Thomas Rhett song that I played called I Feel Good. Lunch Money Lewis is in this one. It was from the last record.
Oh, yeah. I feel good today. Can't nobody bring me down.
It's a good one, huh?
Awesome.
It wasn't a single. That's called I Feel Good from Thomas Rhett.
Excuse me, can someone bring the beat back?
My team won in overtime.
Good. And then finally, the song from NERD called Lemon.
I get it how I live it.
Yes.
I live it how I get it.
This song's a jam. Yeah.
I'm pulling with a lemon. Not cause she ain't living. It's just your ass get it.
No joke. My daughter dancing to this song is legit.
Yeah?
Yes. Like, this song brings out all the moves in her.
Yeah.
Yours, but you're renting.
You know who's singing this, right?
No.
Rihanna.
Oh.
Yeah. It's an NERD song called Lemon. It's awesome.
Got the window down top blown lock. Got the hazard on one of them five.
Do people know this is Pharrell?
NERD?
You think that's
probably
known?
I think NERD fans do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just checking.
Yeah.
When he came in, I think he was even weirded out that I was a big NERD fan.
Woo, this beat tastes like lunch, but it's running from veneers and it's running from the front. But every day, hey, well, lemonade, I was afraid. Once it graduate, would I be okay?
There's three songs in my workout list if you want to add them. We'll put them up on our Twitter, at Bobby Bones Show is our Twitter. We'll put those up. There you go.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
The big question yesterday was, because it was National Potato Chip Day, and Eddie goes, my favorite chips is Cheeto.
Oof.
So off air, we start to have this, oh man, very intellectual conversation of, is a Cheeto a chip?
Hmm.
Because think about it. It comes in a chip bag. You eat it the same way you eat chips.
It's sold on the chip
aisle.
It's
sold next to all the chips,
yeah.
But is a Cheeto a chip? Amy.
I thought about it for a really long time.
And that's weird because we shouldn't have, but we spent way too much time thinking about it.
And because of the fact, I mean, it's not a cracker. I mean, it doesn't have its own category and it's sold with the chips. So I woke up with it being a chip.
Yeah.
She slept on it.
Yeah.
She calls it a chip. Lunchbox?
Oh, I'd say no chip.
No chip.
Oh, it's not a chip.
Here, our phone number is 877-77 Bobby.
Well, Bones, what do you think?
Is a Cheeto a chip? Yeah, I put it in the chip category.
Yeah,
wow.
Straight up.
I do have to put it in the chip category.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sold like a chip and walks like a duck, it's a chip duck. That's what I always say.
There you go.
But call us because we spent way too much time thinking about that yesterday.
So let's spend some more time.
Way too much.
Yeah, and but it's is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, that's tough.
No.
Absolutely it is. It's a piece of meat in between two pieces of bread.
Oh, that's true.
See?
Dang
it. But is a hamburger a sandwich?
Yeah.
It also is cereal a soup.
What?
No.
Why can't it be milk soup?
Cold soup.
They have cold soup all the time. What do you think gazpacho is?
I know. I knew you were going to say that.
All I'm saying is the world is bendable, as my friend John Mayer would say.
Mind is blown right now.
But we'll hold on that as a Cheeto a chip.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's just important enough. Also, and we can do this in a minute because I know all the phone lines are going to fill up with the Cheeto chips. If we're going to fill out our brackets, we have to do so today before 11 a.m.
Yeah.
With not really a monetary prize, but a prize of the last place person does something humiliating. And we really don't have what that is yet, but I have a lot of options.
So you don't really care if you win, you just don't want to lose.
We'll put a monetary prize on it too. Oh. Problem is, until Lunchbox pays me the $30 he owes me, he can't get in this bracket.
Lunchbox.
Now that he's having a baby, he's going to be even more cheap.
I know.
No, it's not cheap. There's a difference in cheap and not paying your debts.
Yeah, he doesn't pay anything.
But right. So we may all do it without him. But that being said, we may take the funniest and assign it to the loser.
Got it.
So think about that last time. Boy, the calls are heating up on this Cheeto chip thing. Man, and that kid who got kissed by Katy Perry, who was all over the news, and he's upset. Did you have seen this?
Oh, because, he hadn't been kissed before, so she kissed him, right?
Sort of, yeah. But now he's going, I just didn't want that to happen. I was looking for my first kiss. Have you not seen the story in the news?
I've only seen
that. Okay, that's coming up.
Bones.
The quick dumb question is a Cheeto a chip? Yes or no? Is a Cheeto a chip? Straight up. Alicia in Mobile, Alabama. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Really good.
Yes, it is a chip, but it is not a potato chip. It is a corn chip.
I'm fine with being whatever kind of chip. It's just, it's in that little shape. It's like a stick that has kind of a deformity on
weird chip.
Yeah.
But, every chip is special.
Every chip is special.
I love that.
So you're saying it's a chip?
It's totally a chip.
Then are pretzels a chip?
We're not going there.
I'm just saying it's
the
same type of...
We're just playing the Cheeto game.
I'm just saying, same type of item.
Trey.
I say it's not a chip because it's not a potato. You can go anywhere in the world, and when they say a chip, it's a potato.
But
what about a Dorito?
It's corn.
Oh, you got me there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, but again, there aren't a lot of right things here, Trey. And quite frankly, this is a pretty stupid thing for us to be talking about, but...
And a sun chip?
Is a Cheeto a chip? Yeah, because the sun's just the sun.
It's made out of sun.
It's made out of sun. Yeah.
Onions.
Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Thank you. You got me.
That was quick.
Mike in North Dakota.
Yeah. Popcorn is also sold in the chip aisle in a chip bag in ate the exact same way as a chip, but it's popcorn. It's not a chip.
Yeah, popcorn's a popcorn, though. There's no debate about popcorn. Popcorn's popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, if a Cheeto's not a chip, what is a Cheeto?
Because
a popcorn's not a chip, and it's popcorn. There are lots of types of popcorn.
It's corn stick.
Okay, so that's not a category.
A cheesy corn stick.
Well,
I don't know. This is so hard.
Will you put the poll up on the Bobby Bone Show Twitter, Morgan number two?
It's up there.
Okay. Check it out, at Bobby Bones Show. The poll is up. Let me run this by you. They're stopping kissing boots at a lot of charities because they're just not making money anymore at kissing boots. So it's kind of become a moratorium. No more kissing boots. First of all, how disgusting that someone's putting their lips on you. Second of all, we're talking about this on Lunchbox. It absolutely insists he can make money at a kissing booth. That our listeners are so in love with him, they would pay money to come to a Lunchbox kissing booth.
We would make money hand over fist. It'd be I guess I would pocket the money. So, yes, people would line up around the block to give me a little smooch.
So here's what we're going to do. Will someone bring the sign in? So we have a sign. and it says kissing booth $1.
Okay.
Whoa, a dollar?
Well,
guys,
hold on.
Whoa.
If they want to tip you more, they can.
Oh.
Kissing
booth,
$1.
I feel like
$1
is a lot.
So we're going to send Lunchbox out. And if you can make $100 in the next hour, then one, I'll match it to charity. And two, you get in the bracket challenge. You can get in everything. But it's also your chance to prove you can make money in the kissing booth.
You said you could, so it should be easy.
Yeah, you stand on the highway.
Yeah.
I'll sign up.
Well, the highway, I don't know if people are going to...
You can find whatever spot you want.
Like the highway, they're going 75 miles an hour.
Well, okay, then go find a parking spot and go stand in front of a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those office buildings where people, you know, a lot of people are going to go into.
Yeah, people are in and out. A gas station.
Starbucks. A Starbucks.
Yeah.
Here's your sign, buddy.
Here's your sign. So go with him. We'll send... who wants to go with Lunchbox? Morgan, number two, do you want to go?
Yeah.
Okay, go with Lunchbox. And you have an hour from when you get there to raise $100 in the kissing booth. You have a sign. It's not just you yelling. It's a sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a boring sign. There's black and white. Like, there's no colors. There's no excitement. But my face is going to be the excitement, so it'll bring the money in.
What do you predict in an hour you can make at the kissing booth?
Oh, probably $200
easy. Okay, there it is. $200.
$200.
Wow, you just upped yourself.
All he has to do is make $100. And all your debts are paid. You're all magic to charity.
So I keep my money?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
Unless it's not 100, then you give it all away.
What?
If you don't make 100, you have to give it away. All right, let's send him out. Lunchbox is heading out the door right now. The kissing booth's going to be started. We'll let everybody know where he is, too, if you happen to be in Nashville.
I love it. This is great. He was so like, yeah, I made so much money. And then you got the sign. He was like, boom. Mate, what now? Wait, what?
And now he's like, only $1, so it's gonna take him 100 kisses.
Yeah.
He wants it to be like $10.
100 kisses is what you need. All right, thanks a lot.
That's a lot.
Morgan number two, head out with him. I would advise get some more of those foot traffic in the morning.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Got like a lot.
Again, like a Starbucks and just be like, kiss them both. And you're not able to use the charity angle out loud. Because you didn't
say
that.
You can't say it's for the kids.
You just thought it was so, you were so hot. Like, get a kiss from a real life hot man.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. Lunchbox is out the door. We'll check in with them in the next.
Now I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask it.
Does it count if they tip me? I don't have to get 100 kisses as long as I get $100, right? So if someone tips me $100.
Yeah, why not?
All right, see, so
you can't tip yourself and it can't be anyone you're related to.
His wife comes by.
It can't happen.
All right.
Okay, Lunchbox is headed
out. Morgan number two, you want to start it off?
No.
He's asking Morgan number two to kiss.
Come on.
Okay, thank you, Lunchbox.
He's trying.
All right, real quick, never going to
get it. Wait, so he kisses them, right? Yeah. Or they okay.
Hey, either way, buddy.
Lunchbox, I'll take a kiss on the cheek. I'll give you. I actually have
that. Start with a dollar.
Hey, I'll take one, too.
Here.
Hold on. If you gave me one, you got to give me one.
What?
Hold on, let me see what I got.
You got
what up? I got a 5.
Yeah.
Oh. Pay the man.
Yes.
Hottie.
Come on, pay the man.
Pay. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
give me one.
Thank you, Holla.
Come on. Hey, give me one.
Yeah.
I gotta go, guys.
Now give me one.
I gotta go.
Oh, come on. Free money.
Dang, you just missed out on money.
Oh,
how much are you gonna give me?
What? I don't know my wallet.
Yeah, give me your wallet.
Well, I gave you 5. I'll cover his.
Here we go.
No,
I need some money first. I know how you work.
No, Lunchbox.
I pay my debts. You.
I gave you 5. Go ahead. Cover Bobby's.
On the lips.
$5.
Good job.
Hey, Morgan. In my room, there's a wallet. Give him $5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I told you guys.
He sure kissed me on the cheek, man.
Oh my goodness. We are 12 years old.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's amazing.
We'll come back to the never gonna get it. I can't believe he can. Like, I don't
he
care.
Went for it. No, Bobby, he's
but for
desperate.
For him, that's a big deal.
He has to get to that 100. He's like, okay, $5 here. Okay, $5 there.
We'll check back in with him and we're coming back in like 3 minutes. Checking in with Lunchbox, who's out. He set up a kissing booth. Lunchbox?
Yo, what up? The man with the master lips.
Did you get money from kissing me? They pay you for my wallet?
Yeah, I got a $10 bill out of your wallet.
A 10?
Whoa.
You got
you said 5.
That's okay. He can have it.
Okay.
He kissed me on the face.
So now he got $15 for only 2 kisses, me and you.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. I'm all, guys, you thought I wasn't going to make it. I'm already flying to 100.
Wait, but Lunchbox, that came from us.
Okay, that's okay, though. It doesn't matter how it happens.
Okay, okay.
If results, it don't matter.
I know, but he's like, I told y'all.
Lunchbox is out now. Hey, so where are you in Nashville, Lunchbox?
I'm at Starbucks.
Do you want to say which one?
What one is this? By Vanderbilt?
Okay.
Right over here next to Panera Bread. I don't know what street this is, though.
Lunchbox is trying to raise $100 in a kissing booth. One, because he saw that they were ending. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, I can make a kissing booth work. If he raises $100, then I'm going to match it for charity. He can use some of that to pay to get in the bracket challenge, and he can prove to us that he's right and we're wrong. So all those are good, right?
Oh, yeah, that's all it is. I'm just showing my hotness today.
All right, 402 21st Avenue South, if you happen to be in Nashville. If you're listening in Pittsburgh or Tampa, well, you're just kind of SOL, but you can listen along like we are. So,
would you like to take part in the kissing booth? She said no.
No. Oh, okay, we'll check back in. Has anyone kissed the booth yet?
Not yet. I've been rejected a couple times, but it's early.
You can just hold the sign up, too, because you have a big sign.
Oh, I got the sign up, and I put some lips on it, too.
Oh, okay. We'll check in with a little bit, okay, buddy?
All right.
All right, there he is. There's the lunchbox.
He added lips.
Standing by.
Okay.
Let's do Never Gonna Get It. And you can also call in and try this. About 20% of people are still in debt from this single purchase. 20 people still in debt. 20%.
Okay.
From this, I'm a little off. Sorry. Hey, daylight savings.
I was like, wow, 20 people in all the land.
Yeah. Daylight savings. 20% of people are still in debt from this purchase. Never gonna get it. Let's see if anybody gets it. About 20% of people are still in debt from this purchase. Let's go over to Brad. Brad in Boston. Shout out to the Bull listeners in Boston. Go ahead, Brad.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good, man. What do you think about this?
I'm thinking 20% of people still in debt from student loans going to college.
That's not the answer. You know, I think if I were guessing, that it'd be higher than that. Wouldn't you, Brad?
I was thinking higher.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. No, we were just thinking the same thing you were, that it was probably higher than 20%. I know Lunchbox is still. No, he just paid it off.
No, he paid it off. Finally, he paid it off.
They gave him a big. Did they give you a big student loan break, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah. I had like $4,000 or something like that, $4,500 left, and they sent me a letter saying, don't worry, we paid off your balance for you.
Why do you think that happened?
Because I paid every month on time for however many years. I paid $100 a month, and I think it was more expensive for them to keep me on their books than it was to, you know, collect the interest, so they just paid it off.
Anybody have any student loan left?
Mm-mm.
Hey, Lunch, what do you think the answer is? 20% of people are still in debt from this purchase.
Oh, that's easy. It's a car.
A car, he says. Oh, I bet you it's way
higher. More than that. Yeah. Everyone.
Is that what you had, Eddie?
Yeah, I had car.
Amy?
Man, well, I know. I had a furniture, like when you go that rent to own or whatever, that kind of like a couch or something.
The answer is last year's Christmas presents.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, for
okay.
Sure.
Oh, we got to reevaluate that.
Yeah.
Never going to get it.
By the way, Lunchbox is out doing a kissing booth. My bet is he gets kicked off the premises before he even has a chance, and we have to move the kissing booth. But we'll check in with him in about 3 minutes and see how much money he's raised. He thinks he can do $100 an hour. We don't think that. On the phone right now is Laura in Wisconsin. A nice Wisconsin morning to you, Laura.
Happy morning to you, too.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm just on my way to work, and I want to help Lunchbox out, but I'm a long way from him.
Yeah, that's the thing. We can't accept outside donations for this because it's just him trying to prove a point.
I know, but I'll even donate to the charity.
Yeah, and if he hits it, I'm happy to give you that link, but we can't help him right now, dude. He is the one with the big mouth that said he could go hold a sign that said kissing booth and he can make $100.
I know, but he's my favorite guy on your show.
I don't know. Maybe he has a Venmo or something. I cannot be a part of someone helping Lunchbox.
I doubt he has a Venmo. He doesn't, because in fact, the show pays back the show for certain things if we spend money, and he's the only one that never pays because he doesn't have Venmo.
Well, you take a check and I just rub it on your phone. No, that's not how it works. Lunchbox.
I know. What is up, man? We are raking in the cash.
Are you getting kicked off the premises?
Yep, we got kicked off the premises.
It sounded like that was happening whenever he was like, yeah, I know. What?
What
happened?
Money?
What happened?
Some girl came out and she goes, you can't solicit on property. So I was like, I'm on the sidewalk. And then Marcia came up and gave me $5 for a big old smooch on the cheek. And then I had Sabrina give me $1 and Leslie give me $1. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are at $22 and we've been out here for like 2 minutes. It's been great.
But you're now removed from that Starbucks, or you're just on the sidewalk now?
Oh,
lobster's on the sidewalk. I mean, yo, sidewalk is public property, I believe.
Lunch has not gone into law. It's like, actually, statute 4216 states. Okay.
And people have been honking at me, but honking does no good. You have to stop your car. Unless you just throw the money out the window, that's fine, too.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. You might get hit by a car.
Well, I'll wait until they pass, and then I'll get the money.
Okay. The lunchbox is out now. He claimed in 1 hour he could do his own kissing booth to make $100. And right now the grand total is...
$22. No, you're not the first, but you're the best looking. Come on!
Woo! It's a live action kiss here.
Hold on. What's your name?
Erica.
Erica! What's your stipulation? Okay. That's good. This will pay for diapers.
Okay,
$5.
Get too many diapers.
That'll give me diapers. Come here. Wow! Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was great.
Yeah, you hear that? It's great.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, so what's the grand total now?
$27.
$27.
Oh, yeah. He's doing pretty good.
Okay, Lunchbox.
Yeah, doing a lot better than you thought I was going to do.
Okay. We'll check back in with you in a few minutes, buddy.
All right.
All right, see you, bud. There he is. There's that guy.
And 15 of that came from us.
Well, he stole an extra $5 from me. I only offer $5, and he's like, "Oh, I got $10 from your wallet." Wait a minute. But there's a picture of him kissing me on my Twitter, which I was surprised he did, Mr. Bobby Bones. So he's out on the street seeing if he can make a kissing booth work. Yeah, what else? Anything else going on in your life, Em?
No. I'm excited to see if he makes it to 100.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, we'll talk about the kid on Idol that Katy Perry kissed, and now he's upset about it, which seems weird. And Amy finally got to pop a pimple on somebody that she's been waiting to pop a pimple on forever. That's her fascination. She's fascinated.
So gross.
And finally, there's someone in her life she's been, I can't wait to pop a pimple on them. It was on her pimple popping bucket list, and she finally was able to pop a pimple on them. EJ in Alabama.
What's going on, Bobby?
Hey, man, you're on the air. Thank you for calling. What's going up?
Oh, man, they can't kick lunchbox off the sidewalk, man. That's called a right of way. And that's public property.
So you're telling him for this kissing booth to continue, he can stand on a sidewalk?
Stand for.
Okay, I'm going to pass that along. I think he thought that too, but we just didn't know for sure. So thank you, EJ. Appreciate that call. As always, appreciate you. Hey, let me say this too, because I haven't said this today. Just a quick mention. My book pre-sale goes up today. And who cares, right? Because I don't care about pre-sales. I think they're just a big load of crap. Because why do I want to buy something pre when I can just buy it the day of and get it? However, because of that, what I thought was I can put it up early, and anyone who buys it between noon and 1 today, I will put in the acknowledgement section of my book. I will put your name in my book at the end when you thank people.
Mm-hmm.
So
your name right there.
Yeah, at fightgrindrepeat.com. First time I've been able to mention this, fightgrindrepeat.com. You'll be able to, between noon and 1 today, only that hour.
Oof.
Because of legal reasons, it's only that hour. If you buy it, I'll be able to put you in my book. So noon to 1 Central. Central.
Eddie, that includes us. If we buy it, we get in there.
Central. You get to be in the book. Noon to 1 Central, fightgrindrepeat.com. Hello, you're on the air. Lunchbox.
Oh.
Okay, Lunchbox has a kissing booth going outside. He's trying to make $100 an hour. How's it going?
It's going great, man. People are showing up in the carpool. They're just driving up.
But you're at a Starbucks. That's why it's a carpool. That's them getting coffee.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of it. And I've gotten rejected by a few people, but it doesn't dampen my spirits. They just don't know what they're missing.
So what's the deal, Lunchbox? How much money have you raised right now?
$32.
Wow, that's look at this good guy. Look at this guy. He has 33 minutes to raise the rest of it. So,
sir, you want into the kissing booth? He had headphones in, couldn't hear me.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Probably only the headphones. So, Lunchbox is trying to raise $100 in the kissing booth.
Woo! Oh, here comes the car. Oh, yeah, they're definitely coming for me.
Here we go.
Yep. Come on, girl.
Here we go. Listen in.
Nope, she kept going.
Probably headphones. Probably listening to the song. Yeah. Do you want to tell people where you are one more time?
Yeah, I'm at the Starbucks on, what avenue is this?
21st
Avenue, right by Vanderbilt.
Okay, so he's in Nashville. So if you're listening to us in Sacramento, you can't get to him in time. If you're in Boston, no luck. But if you happen to be in Nashville, Lunchbox has a kissing booth open for the next...
Oh, here comes a big white Jeep. It's slowing down. Oh, maybe because I'm standing in the road and it just went by me.
Oh, okay. Probably headphones. Probably listening to music.
Yeah, probably headphones. Oh, yeah.
So are
look
you
at this. Boom.
What?
What's that?
You keep yelling boom, so we're waiting for something.
Oh, well, I'm waiting for someone to come.
All right, so we'll see you in a minute. 32 minutes left.
Yeah. Oh, there was a cop. He just pulled in and he pulled out. I thought I was going to the big house.
Okay, we'll check back with this. Bobby Bonchak.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, Jason Aldean announced like a really cool concert. He's going to be playing at the Atlanta Braves Stadium July 21st. And Darius Rucker will be there, but it's not just Darius. It's Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And just let her cry.
Yeah, Jason Aldean and Hootie and the Blowfish.
I mean, that's a road trip kind of concert to go to.
Yeah.
And so.
Who else?
Luke Combs and Lauren Elena will be the opening acts.
Yeah. That's good, man.
Tickets go on sale March 23rd.
So next Friday.
Be ready for that. And this is something pretty cool that Dierks Bentley is doing. He put it up on his Instagram yesterday as a little announcement. You can be a part of his video. He's asking for people to submit photos of women in their life using the hashtag WomanAmenACM.
I don't think it's the video.
Video for the ACMs.
I think it's his live performance at the ACMs.
Yes.
They're going to show it in the background as he's performing this song.
As he's performing, yes, there'll be photos flash in the background, and then you submit it, and then while you're watching the ACMs, you can be like, did my picture make it? So that'll be pretty cool. Again, use the hashtag WomanAmenACM. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Yeah, it's me. This is the whole show. I'm going to go over to Amy for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a happy farmer?
What do you call a happy farmer?
A jolly rancher.
That's funny.
That was the Morning Corny.
Good one. Hmm. Lunchbox is on the streets. I want to put him on because we're talking about this American Idol contestant that says he got an unwanted kiss from Katy Perry and it was uncomfortable. Hmm. So I just want to read the story first before I actually give my two cents. A male contestant who received a kiss from Katy Perry on American Idol has described the encounter as uncomfortable. Singer Benjamin Glaze, 19, from Oklahoma, appeared during this week's season premiere, and he's singing, he's pretty good, and they say, hey, what's the deal? You get the girls? It's like, not really, I've never kissed a girl. And so he walks up to kiss Katy Perry on the cheek, and he does, and kind of misses a bit, and then he goes in again, and she turns her head kind of funny and gives him a little kiss, and then he's like, oh, that was crazy, ha ha ha. And then he went home, and all of a sudden he got butt hurt. He's like, oh, I wanted my first kiss to be special. Now, I do get it. I do go, if Katy Perry would have walked up and grabbed him by the head and just said, kiss me, and kissed him, I'd have said, Katy, that's not cool. But he was in on the gag. Maybe he wasn't in fully where she turned her head, but he walked up and was putting her lips on her head and on her face. So he's not this innocent guy who Katy Perry came up and grabbed and just went, kiss me, you little stud, for ratings.
Right.
So, but that's my take on it, and I can read you more of this, but Lunchbox, what do you think about this?
I think this guy is an absolute loser. It wasn't even a real kiss. It was just a little peck. It's having fun. They're having fun, and he's going to make a big deal. Oh, I wanted my first kiss to be special. I hate to tell you, dude, my dad kisses me but longer than Katy Perry kissed you. Yeah.
That's right. Lunch does kiss his dad on the lips. That's true.
I mean, what? I was so annoyed by this guy. Like, get him out of here. He's probably just mad because he didn't move to Hollywood and he didn't make the top 10 or 12.
Did he move to Hollywood? I don't remember that part of the show. I did watch it.
I don't know,
and
Bobby,
I could just
he?
Be playing coy because I didn't know. I have to avoid that. So prior to his audition, he said, I've never kissed a girl. He was saving his first kiss for his first relationship. He good-looking kid, too. Like, I think for him, it was just about his values. It was like, hey, I'm waiting. I want to be special. But he did walk over to her. You have to watch it, Amy, because I'm not on anyone's side, but I'm definitely not on his, because he took part in the little shenanigans. And
yeah. I mean, he wants a special first kiss. He kissed Katy Perry.
He's cute. Why isn't he kissing anybody?
Probably just because he doesn't want to.
Oh, he's saving?
Listen, I have my V card till I was 21.
What's that? Yeah. Kissing's different than that.
But
maybe not way. To this guy.
Like way. Yeah, oh, but, I know. I didn't know the backstory. I mean, I didn't know.
My point is,
he...
I wanted it to be special too when I gave my flower.
And was it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just nah. I mean, it's with a girlfriend. But yeah, you know, I had to cash in.
Oh yeah, he needs to get.
Go ahead. You see it now?
Yeah, I think it's not. It what? No, he still has an opportunity to have a real first kiss.
Okay, good.
She did not take that away from him. It was funny, but man, did she like really kiss him hard? He fell to the ground.
Oh,
no, he just. But he was also happy about it. So let's not act
yes,
like.
Yes, you're right. Like I
he
think,
fell to the ground because he was like, "Oh, Katy Perry kissed me."
Yeah, he's like, I mean, he's in a way, is he sort of smart, capitalizing on it, trying to make a bigger story or something?
I don't know. Lunchbox is on. Hey, dude.
What up, dude?
We sent Lunchbox out. He claimed he can make $100 by setting up a makeshift kissing booth. So you have 20 minutes. Where are you right now in money?
Oh, man, dude. I mean, we had a drive-by kissing. I had to run out in the middle of the road. We had our first guy, Robbie, stop by and give me a big old $5 bill. I kissed him right on the forehead. And oh, yeah, here comes some ladies.
Are you sitting on the phone? What's happening here? Hey, I can't hear you. You're muffled the phone.
We're late for work.
Oh, yeah. What's your name?
Ashley.
Say hi to Bobby.
Hey, Bobby.
What up?
Hello.
What'd they say?
They're kissing right now.
Bobby.
Yeah.
Can you hear them?
I heard them, but your phone's a little muffled. Give them a kiss or something.
I'm going to take y'all speakerphone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. There are two ladies here, Candace and Ashley, and they work together. They're late to work just because they want my lip on their cheek. That's what I'm talking about.
I give them a little something. See how much money you get.
Yeah. Sugar. Wait, did you get a picture? Come on here. Yeah. All right. How much is that? $10 more and 12. Oh my gosh. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Hello.
Yeah. How much have you made total? Because you only have 18 minutes left.
Total. I'm at $73.
Oh my goodness.
And we got
He's
another
gonna make
customer.
It.
We got another customer, folks. This is so easy. This is like taking candy from a baby. Hello.
Yeah, we're listening, man. Okay, well, check back. He's trying to make $100. He has 17 minutes and 30 seconds to do this.
On Twitter and Instagram.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Talking about that kid who was on American Idol and Katy Perry said, hey, give me a kiss on the cheek. And then she turned her head a bit and ended up kissing him on the lips. And then he gets upset because he had never kissed a girl, and that was his first kiss.
What, on the cheek?
He didn't even make the smush sound.
Right, okay. Let
Come
me
on,
start
let's
over.
Get
Let
this.
Me start over. Okay.
Oh! It went down! Oh, yeah. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
There
you go.
So now he's upset. Carrie in Missouri, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You hear me talking about this? What do you think?
Well, I think it's kind of not valid because as soon as he came out, he was like, I didn't make it, but guess what? I kissed Katy Perry.
Yeah, he's bragging about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
I remember that. I didn't think about that till now. That's a good call, Carrie. Thank you. In court, he's lost his case because of Carrie's testimony. Thank you. Hey, Carrie, where do you live?
St. Genevieve, Missouri.
Oh, man, I used to summer there.
Really?
No, I've never summered anywhere in my life. But I would
awesome.
See that on TV, and I'd be like, oh, where do you summer, Buffy? Well, I used to summer in the tropics of Capricorn. I don't even think that's a place. But, hey, thank you, Carrie, for calling. I appreciate you.
Most people summer in,
you.
Summer in the Hamptons.
I don't know
about most people.
I don't know who summers.
I mean, if you summer somewhere, you summer in Connecticut.
I summer salt.
In my house.
Yeah. And then it hurts salt. The next day. Yeah. Lunchbox, how much money have you made as of right now?
Oh, man, we are drying up over here. I don't know if you guys quit giving my location or what, but something's going down. Something is happening where, I mean, it's been a dry spell for like 10 minutes.
So, how much money have you raised as of right now?
I think we're at $89.
Oh, he needs $11 in a kissing booth in 7 minutes.
7 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're going to have to play a song, come back. I don't know, but, well, I mean, someone's going to have to get here in a hurry.
So, if you happen to be in Nashville, where we are, the country music capital of the world, Lunchbox is there. He needs you, right, Lunch?
I need you. I mean, this is like my life right here. I mean, my lips need your cheeks.
All right, the kissing booth is set up. Where is he at? The Starbucks where?
21st.
Huh? 21st. 21st Street?
Avenue. 21st Avenue.
What's the difference?
Yeah. By Starbucks.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here is the difference.
Hold on. Here we go. Is someone driving
hold
up?
Hold on. Are you there? I think they hung up on
you. No, we're here.
No, we're here.
No, we're here.
Hello.
Oh, no. Now he hung up. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Imagine driving down the road and your steering wheel pops off.
Yeah, that's not good.
Ford has recalled 1.4 million cars.
Ford?
Yeah.
What is it?
Okay, yeah. Hold on. My husband drives a Ford. Tell me
because
more.
Because of a loose attachment that could lead to the potentially deadly issue. The problem is with 2014 to 2018 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ sedans.
Oh, okay.
They will make the fix for free. Yeah, no crap.
Why?
Yeah, they for better. Free. Yeah, don't worry.
And they will notify owners when they can come in for the repair. But they say if you're driving down the road, your steering wheel could come off. Like, what do you do?
Pray to God.
Obviously,
just
you
praying.
Hit the brake, but even then.
Just pray, man. Maybe, that's all you got.
I don't know.
You keep a clothes hanger just in case so you can jam it in.
Yes.
And then start steering with that.
Mm-hmm. Something.
That scare me. Lunchbox is on the streets. This is the last time we get to talk to him. He's got 2 minutes and 30 seconds in order to make that $100 in the kissing booth. Lunchbox, the drum roll is being hit now. Where are you on cash?
Man, dude, I don't know what happened. I thought, like, okay, I'll stand out here and the cash will just come rolling in. It started rolling in. The nurses start showing up. And then we got stuck on, like, $89 a while. Then you played a song. And, I don't want to admit it.
You're the worst actor ever.
Yeah,
we don't even know the answer.
We got like $130.
Idiot. We didn't fall for it.
No, he said we're idiots because we didn't believe he'd make $100.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
And we got another lady here. What's your name? Sheena, give me a failure. Sheena just got a kid, and she just got $5. That's what I'm talking about.
You gave her $5?
No, I got $5. Very nice to meet you. Let's take a picture. Come on.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, he hit it.
So did everybody overpay? Like nobody paid $1?
Oh, man, thank you. Nice meeting you. Hello.
He's still talking to people. Okay.
Hello?
He does have another minute and 20 seconds. You go, Lunchbox.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm not coming back yet. I'm making money out here.
He's going to stay out there all morning.
Okay, come on back. Lunchbox hit his goal. Come on back. You're the man.
Woo! Yeah, how do you like them lips?
Okay. I tell you what, we did underestimate you.
What? Yeah, you did understand it. Say, Lunchbox, we underestimated you. People love you, and they want your lips on their cheeks.
Lunchbox, we underestimated you.
We
people love
you
their cheeks
and their cheeks
your
are
cheeks,
desirable.
But, yeah.
Hey, I don't care. I'm rich.
Okay. Come on. Come on back.
Wait, can I go out and kiss people?
Maybe no.
Now we've turned into
I didn't know we could like leave work and go make side hustle.
Well, Amy, after work you can do whatever
after
you want.
After work you can do whatever you want. Just don't get caught.
Well, yeah, but
Amy's like, I'll be at the motel. Room 302, give it free.
Whoa. Slow down. Whoa. This went from kissing on the cheek to
sidewalk outside the motel.
No. But he got to announce his location on the radio so people would go by.
Well, the story was that people are stopping kissing booths because they're not making money. Lunchbox says just the people weren't hot enough doing them. And he went and proved that.
Yeah, he proved
that it worked. Okay,
kissing
Lunchbox.
Booths.
It is now exactly 1 hour. What is your exact total? Go ahead.
It's like $139, I believe, and some change. I got a couple bags of change.
Bags of change.
$139.
Good job.
All right, come on back, my friend.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm coming, man. It's going to take me a while. I'm loaded down with cash.
Okay. We'll see you in a minute. There he is, back in the studio.
He's back.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with the money, really?
Oh, man, I don't know. I got a lot of March Madness gambling I got to pay for.
So I'll match whatever it is to charity. You can also donate that if you want.
Oh, that's a good option.
You going to keep it?
Yeah, I think I'll keep it.
You owe me 30, though.
No. You said my... No,
I did say in
you
that...
You said my debt would be wiped away.
Because you could use that money to pay me the $30.
No.
Didn't
no,
I say that?
No, you did not.
Keep me out of
don't
this.
Don't try to... You're trying to spin it now.
No, see, well, you're... Regardless...
You're a master magician with the words.
Regardless, Lunchbox went out, did a kissing booth, made $130. I'll match it to whatever charity you want.
Okay. 20, 25, 30, 35.
But you owe me 40. 30 for a bet.
No. You said if I make it to 100, my debt is clean.
By using that money.
No.
Lunchbox, you have a charity you work with, right? You don't want to give your money to them?
Well, I thought Bobby would.
Yeah, but you can double it.
Yeah, you double it. That's more money for them.
Yeah.
And I'll even give the money that you're supposed to pay me to that charity.
$20. Wow, that's nice.
And you can even say the name of the charity on the air.
Yeah, Kid Power.
Well, there went that.
And now you pay.
No, I don't have to pay.
Oh. That's right. Hey, by the way, Garth Brooks says he's going to make everything else look small that he's ever done. I don't know what that means.
But one day you'll meet the girl.
Because he did a record, a big record, had this number one song. He just did the biggest North American tour of all time. And then he said, whatever he's about to do is going to make that look small. So I have a theory. Like, for sure he's going to play a concert on the moon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good theory.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he can do at this point.
Because that's bigger than what he's done.
He's already done a world tour.
Okay, so the world's out.
The world's out. He's
no playing. Earth.
Him and Elon Musk have decided to put on this tour on the moon.
Huh.
And it's one show, because obviously there aren't a lot of cities to go to. They're going to moon. They're setting up a moonville and having the show. You guys got to be it.
Wow.
I don't know what Garth can do that's bigger than what he's done. But I'm excited about that. Obviously, I love Garth.
Because what she's doing now is tearing me apart.
Julian, Florida, hello.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. I'm on my way to work, and I just wanted to let you know that I enjoy your show. It makes my hour ride go by really quick.
Thank you very much. Well, can I help you with anything?
No, I was calling in because you did the announcement that caller number 20 wouldn't be disappointed, and I was calling. And
did we do that announcement?
I don't remember that.
I don't think
it was another station.
You should listen to a different show.
No, I wasn't. I was listening to this one.
what was it about? I mean, maybe we can help you out here, but we didn't announce that in this room. Sometimes our local affiliates will run something. But tell me what we said.
It was caller number 20. Call now. You won't be disappointed.
Okay. And then what? Where do you live?
I'm in Wekiwachi, Florida.
Bobby, do something. We can't disappoint her.
No, yeah. I know.
She is caller 20.
So far right now.
No, she's caller one, actually.
So far she's disappointed.
I know, but we've disappointed her.
Do you know whose voice was it? Do you know?
Was it me?
It was Bobby's,
Bobby.
Yeah.
But what was I giving away? Because do you live outside?
It didn't say.
So they ran a liner of me, whomever this is, going, be caller 20, you won't be disappointed. And I said nothing about what it was.
That's correct, and then went to commercials.
Well, then what could I give you that makes you not disappointed? Because I'm in a precarious situation right now, if I'm honest with you.
Well, that's like a how about a book.
Which book do you want? Do you want the old one, Bare Bones, that is still out, or the one that comes out in June?
Well, I don't have the first one.
Okay, easy. Easy peasy.
Done,
chicken squeezy. I will send you a signed copy of Bare Bones.
Awesome. Thank
you so much. Are you disappointed?
No.
There, we're so excited.
Yes.
We aimed it. Please, here.
Okay,
Julie, I'm going to put you on hold and get your address and send it to you. Here's the thing I need to ask of you, though, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be mailing it from my house, which means that's a return address. Promise me you're not going to show up at my house.
I promise you I won't.
Okay, but if you do, just be nice, okay?
Okay,
hold on a minute. Hey, I'm going to put it on.
And what? I don't know if there's time to get into this, but I have conflicting information on the release date of your book. Because you just said June, and I just read an article at people.com that says a different date.
Okay, they're wrong on the date. Yeah. So here, okay. Let me make my announcement then real quick. Da-da-da! Not really what I was looking for, but still.
I like it. High porn.
So I get to finally announce my book today. It's called Fail Until You Don't.
That's the first time I've heard that.
And I see the cover.
Dude.
So it's called
Until You Don't.
Which means keep doing things wrongly until you figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like keep messing up. It's called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. So.
Wow.
It comes out in June. Now, let me say this. I think pre-sales are a big bow to hogwash. That being said, I'm doing a pre-sale today. But the only thing I would say to my book team was I have to give my listeners something to say please buy it early. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah.
So today, between 12 Central and 1 Central, do your own time on what time it is where you are, if you're in a different time zone. If you buy the book through fightgrindrepeat.com, fightgrindrepeat.com at that noon to 1, and only during that hour, I'm going to put you in my book in the acknowledgments, okay? That's the way cool. I feel like I can give back. So, but yes, that's the announcement. It's called Fail Until You Don't, and the subtitle is Fight, Grind, Repeat. It comes out in June. And People Magazine did a whole story on it. It's crazy.
And it shows the cover of the book. It looks really good. Yes, and Bobby's face is on there. Not his face, but his body. And it's a really nice write-up.
People? Yeah, I didn't get a chance to read it all. But
I read the whole thing already.
Do I seem nice?
Yeah, you seem really nice. And you don't want anybody to know anything about the book because you wanted to be like Kylie Jenner's baby Stormy. Nobody knows anything until the baby comes out.
And then there it is, like the name, the baby. I haven't let anybody read it. Like nobody. So.
And it's all about Bobby.
Are you reading the article?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It says, okay, Bobby Bones is known for his success in radio, stand-up comedy, blah, blah, blah. But he really wants fans to know how much of a failure he is.
That's true.
So it shouts out your age, 37, what up? And it says that the book isn't just about you. Celebrity friends like Andy Roddick, Chris Stapleton, Walker Hayes, and Charlamagne the God also share their stories of failure.
Chip Esten, Amy, Mike D. I went to a lot of people and just said, hey, tell me your failure.
Yeah. And you wrote this book to be the opposite of Instagram, because on Instagram you see all the beautiful things people are doing all the time. But you wrote this to show the opposite. Most of life is not about the wins. It's actually the rough stuff, the failures.
Amy just reading the article, by the way, out loud. But yes, we'll put it up online. But Mr. Bobby Bones,
I like the little Q&A too. Like, it's a little article and then there's like a Q&A at the bottom where it asks you things, and I
okay.
like it.
Enough.
How about that book cover, though?
I know. Wow. How about them triceps?
Did you flex on that picture? Because, man.
Can you say, somebody's been boxing?
Yeah.
Enough, I say.
This is before the losing weight, for
this
sure.
This is... No. He looks this must have been why he wasn't eating.
That's one of the reasons. Yeah.
Dude, you look like a boxer.
Okay, enough. I've had enough of me.
Okay.
Okay.
Like, what class would he be in? Heavyweight?
Nah, feather, but a boxer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm done.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, Matt in D.C.
How's it going, Bobby?
Let me help you out. What you need?
All right. Me and my fiance are getting married next year. We are trying to decide on one of two wedding songs that we have picked out.
Okay, you have two already. Okay, then hold on. I'm going to put you on hold. I want to pull both these songs up.
Yes.
Hey, before you even tell us, because I want to live with them. Hey, Raymond, I'm going to put Matt on hold. Get these two songs. He's going to say what two songs. Put them up on the wall for me. All right, Matt, hold on.
Sure.
Okay, don't go away. I like this. We get to decide the man's
fate. Oh, is he saying we get to decide?
Basically, right?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
I heard, okay. I think on WMZQ, I said, if you call her and you're caller 20, I will pick your wedding song.
Oh, is that what?
Now that's what stations are doing.
They're you won't be disappointed.
And you will not be disappointed. By the way, let me mention this. Austin Police, first of all, just a backstory. There have been these package bombs showing up at people's houses where people have died. Where a box shows up and you're like, oh, I got a package from Amazon. You open it up, boom, it blows up. Two people have died, people have been injured. It's happened with three different houses and three different bomb packages. So they say, don't open packages you don't know where they come from, and call us if you think something's suspicious. The story I have here, Austin police have responded to at least 150 suspicious package calls since Monday. And I can imagine that I'm going, oh, got a call.
Yeah.
Every anything. Most packages, you don't know who sent them. You could be getting a random package from a friend, junk package.
Yeah, I mean, why?
In the mail?
I'm thinking, there's never a time where I'm like, oh, I should be cautious about opening this box, except for now.
Yeah, three parcel explosions have rocked East Austin in 10 days.
Oh, that's terrible.
And you have to understand, we love Austin. This is our home, too, so it's weird for us. First of all, the story's just weird. It's very Unabomber-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, it's like somewhere we're super familiar with. So, but I can imagine the cops, they're going to call all the time.
Yeah.
People are going, we were looking at packages here and going, I don't know if we should open that. So I go, Mike D, come open this.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
I'm not lying about that. Yeah, in all seriousness, like that sucks for the families that have lost people to that.
Yeah.
But the Austin police are not dealing with people calling all the time going, hey, come check this package out, which is fair. There you go. Hey, Matt in D.C. is back on. Hey, Matt.
What's up, Bobby?
Okay, I have these songs loaded up. I don't know what they are yet, but Hey, where are they, Ray? What? Far left, red. Okay. What is the first song you're thinking about for your wedding? Go ahead.
So the first one is going to be Yours by Russell Dickerson.
Solid choice. Let me hear this. Now, why this song?
That's actually one of the songs that me and her first danced to.
Love that, because wow. That's the reason. Okay, great. There's a reason. Got it. But you just met her?
Yeah.
No.
Well, how long were you together before you danced?
Early release
we've
of that?
We've been together for a little over a year, known each other for 2 years, but we had never really gone out like dancing or anything until recently.
Okay, I like that though. I like that reason. What's the other song?
Kane Brown, Heaven.
Kane Brown, Heaven, okay. Now, why this song?
It's the first song that she ever heard me, like, legitimately sing.
Are you a good singer?
She says so. I don't think so.
Which song are you leaning toward?
I'm leaning more toward the Kane Brown song, but that's only because I like that song better. I like the reasoning of the Russell Dickerson one better.
I think that you go with, for whatever reason it is, I think you go with the reasoning and why it resonates with you. Listen,
right.
I don't care what the songs are, but if we're just going on why you're picking it, I don't know how you don't pick the Russell Dickerson. That's a pretty significant thing. If you're going to dance at your wedding to a song, why not dance at the song that you first danced with her with?
Yeah. And me personally, I'm 100% with what Bobby's saying, but also my vote would be I'm Yours just because, or Russell Dickerson Yours because I like that one better.
See, I actually like the Kane Brown song better.
Oh, okay.
But I think the reasoning is, I think you go with Russell Dickerson. I don't even think twice about it if I'm you.
Mm-hmm. I think you want to be able to look back on the song and be like, this is why we chose this song.
Not because you sang it to her.
Yeah. And you don't even
if that
sing.
Were the case, hey, babe, I'm going to sing to you Mambo number 5. So all jokes aside, first of all, congratulations, Matt. That's really awesome. I hope,
thank you. Hope
you're getting into something here that you're ready for. And my opinion... I'm America's mentor, by the way, if you haven't heard.
That's true. Right.
I'm on American Idol, mentoring the top 24. I'm America's mentor. If I'm mentoring you, I say pick a song for a reason, not because you like it. So one vote right here, Russell Dickerson, Yours. Amy.
Russell Dickerson, Yours.
Lunchbox.
Kane Brown.
There's no wrong answer. Eddie.
Russell Dickerson, Yours.
All right, we have a 75% vote here, Matt. Obviously, we're not going to really pick. You're not going to let us. You're going to make up your own mind. But that's what we say.
All right, I appreciate the help, Bobby.
When are you getting married, bud?
Halloween next year.
Ooh. Oh, of 2018 or 2019?
2019. We're both like...
Oh, you'll have like 20 other songs.
You're
like,
gonna,
wait till
we want, but she wants to go ahead and get all the planning and everything done.
Well, unless you're going to get Russell Dickerson to play your wedding, you got plenty of time.
Yeah, like the DJ can switch it up real quick.
Yeah, well, listen, right now, I say in your heart, you hold on to Russell Dickerson, Yours. However... You never know what song Raging Idiot's going to release.
That's
true.
Yeah.
You have time.
We've got some love songs coming up.
If the Raging Idiots could just come play at the wedding.
Yeah. That's going to cost you a lot, though. Yeah. A lot.
Whatever you're thinking, a lot more than that.
Yeah. Whatever number is in your head right now, I'm about that 5. Yeah. Hey, so wait, how'd you meet this girl?
We actually met through our charity costuming group. We're both members of the 501st and the Mandalorian Mercs.
I love that. You met her through something you're both passionate about giving. Man, let me ask you a question. Why can't I meet anybody?
Bobby, I'm gonna be honest, and I want no disrespect here, but dude, I thought you had a good one with Lindsay. Obviously, I don't know what happened there, but
you do know what happened, though. I told the exact truth. I told my truth of what happened there.
Okay.
I felt that, and again, it was a seed, and the seed was that she was being penalized in her career because she was dating me. And that made other things go wrong because I go, well, why are we even doing this? Because I'm going to ruin your career. So then I just started to be a bad boyfriend. And listen, I'm already tough to get into anyway, emotionally. I'm not good at being vulnerable, except on the radio.
I think you're answering your own question here. Why can't you meet? So you just asked him, why can't I meet somebody? And now you're answering it for yourself.
No, I can meet, but I'm not even meeting people to let the flaws come into play.
Okay. Well, because
when I met my fiance, Bobby, it came at a time where I wasn't even looking for anybody. It just kind of happened. So.
Well, I'm not looking. I'm not even leaving my room unless I go out and do shows. Well, enough about me. Hey, listen. I'm glad you called, and right now I would say Russell Dickerson, Yours. But
you have like 2 years, so.
Yeah. Listen, you may call the whole thing off by before then, you know? I don't think this is going to happen, but I appreciate you listening. All seriousness, call us back closer to the wedding. I'll send you a nice little something, all right? I'm not going to send it yet because I don't think I'm not fully committed to the time frame of Halloween 2019, but you call a little closer, I got you, all right, buddy?
All right, thanks, Bob.
All right, see you, bud. Thank you. You want to bet some money on this or no?
Money, yeah.
Is this that game?
Yeah, this is that game.
Okay, here's Lunchbox talking to drunk people.
What'd you have to drink tonight?
I drank I had a few drinks here, but no doubt it was honestly fine. I had a few drinks.
Well, what do you do for a living?
To be fair, I work for consultant management. Yeah, I've worked for them for 4 years. I worked for a bank, and they pay me.
What president gave the Gettysburg Address?
Okay, so he's pretty drunk.
Mm-hmm.
The Gettysburg Address. Do you think he'll get it? Your call. The answer is obviously Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Right. Do you think he'll get it for $10?
Man, it doesn't sound to me like he'd get it.
Okay.
Nope.
You say no. If he says Abraham Lincoln, I am up $10. Come on, buddy.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
boom.
What?
I'm up $10.
He tricked me.
Let's do it again.
Tell me about yourself. What do people like about you?
I like that I am smart and fun and different, and that's about all I got. What's your extra question?
How smart of a girl are you?
I have a degree. I have a great job.
She says she has a decree?
Decree.
Decree, okay.
And I have great prospects. I have my own house.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
The tallest mountain in the world. Now, I would guess, and again, I consider myself a trivia buff, and I wouldn't be so sure that it's Mount Everest, but that's what I would say.
That's the first one that came to my mind.
Yeah, but I wouldn't bet all the money on it. Is that the answer?
That's the correct answer.
Okay.
So I got it right, but I'm going to tell, just being honest, I don't know that I would have bet the whole farm on it. So, Amy, do you think she gets it right?
No, it's your turn to pick.
I'll let you, if you want to pick it away.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't get it.
You say no. Double or nothing. You say she says she misses it.
Yes.
Okay.
Mount Everest.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
You're down $20. Let's
I'm
do another one.
I'm really good today. Okay.
How you doing, man?
Lunchbox is talking to people wasted on the streets.
How you doing, man?
Hey, Bobby, I'm great. How you doing? Is this live?
No, it's not live.
First of all, he thinks you're Bobby, and he wonders if he's alive. Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm Cole McGilbert. I'm from Farmville, North Carolina. What do I need to tell you?
So tell me, why do you like to drink alcohol?
Because it gets you right on time, brother.
And what kind of alcohol you like to drink?
I'm a dark guy. I'm a bourbon guy.
Count to 10 as fast as you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
What is the capital of Hawaii?
The capital of Hawaii is for sure Honolulu. Now, I'm going to let you, again, I'm not going to pull it away. You can have the choice if you want to take
it. He doesn't get it.
You say no.
I'm going to find that person that doesn't get it.
We're betting $20 here.
Yeah, he doesn't get it.
Double or nothing. Amy says he doesn't get it. Come on, buddy. Say Honolulu. Say Honolulu.
Maui.
Oh, come
what
on.
Maui.
We're back even.
Okay.
We have a couple more. We'll get to them in a minute. I do want to play this song, though. Hey, where's my song? Where's my small talking song that was just up there? Don't tell me they pulled it down. Did you pull that down? Answer me.
I'm putting it up.
Answer me right
I'm
now.
I'm asking him a question. He's not answering me.
Putting it up, babe.
He's putting it back up.
And okay. He called it, babe.
Did that go over the air?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't hear him.
I can hear it.
I talked to Ray through a button, and then
I put it up, babe. Left side red.
And the audience doesn't hear most of it because we're doing this thing where I can just talk to him in the room. I'll turn my mic down if Amy's talking sometimes. I'll go, hey, give it level 3, put it on green.
Right.
And he'll put it up, and then.
And most of the time, we don't hear what they're telling you or what you're telling
them.
No, we
don't. Right. I don't ever hear.
Ray just said it's in yellow on 3. Did you guys hear that?
I heard that.
Yep.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, isn't that unpleasant? Huh. While doing a live on-air performance of I'm a Little Teapot in a public place.
Okay.
So underwear over the pants. You have to go somewhere and do I'm a Little Teapot during the show at a very public place. Loud. How do we feel about that?
I think that's funny.
I like underwear better.
No, it's the same. They're
oh, it's
in.
All in. Well, yes. This is both. Oh, boy.
It's one package.
What? Yeah, it's good. This
is a
good
package?
Yeah,
I thought that's two different things.
No, it's a combo.
Yeah, yeah. This is like Expedia.com. You get all the things.
Flight and hotel. Fly. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
goodness.
All inclusive.
So what you do is you put your underwear over your pants for a whole day, but part of that day is the show, and you have to go out in your underwear over your pants and do a performance at a public place.
I like it.
Everybody good with that? Last place person does that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad at all. I'm excited. I can't wait to see one of you fools do that.
And the winner wins all the money. It's $20 for each person.
Okay.
Question.
Yeah.
So if you come in last, who's going to run the show while you're gone?
Oh, yeah, good point, Bones. Or are you going to do it all by the phone while you're singing Little Teapot?
I could come in last because I pick Arkansas to go to the Elite Eight at least.
That could hurt
because
you a little
bit. Because I'm telling you, I'm a homer to my core when it comes to Arkansas. So I could definitely come in last.
Question, what does that mean, homer to your core?
I am Arkansas as deep as you could possibly get. I feel like we're going to win every game in my heart, but until I don't, which okay. means when the game starts, I'm like, oh, no, we're probably going to lose now. But I love Arkansas so much that I can't not click them to win. I can't. That's why I don't bet Arkansas games for football, because I lose my money because I bet them every game.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, Arkansas and Alabama and half our team's hurt? I'll take Arkansas. Here's all the money. Yes. So that's the deal. We'll figure that out. If I lose, I lose, and we'll figure it out. Cool?
Like it.
I'm ready.
All right, so there's that.
I'm not losing.
Are we able to make our bracket public after it goes up, or are we keeping it private? Because Ray had a very vulgar name on his, and I had him change it.
Did he change it?
Did you change it?
I changed it.
It was inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
Ray got into a family bracket last year.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was brutal.
And had somebody's meemaw had started a group. Our buddy was like, hey, my meemaw wants to do fantasy bracket challenge. And so they invited producer Ray. And Raymond gets in the group and goes, my name is Raymond the beep, beep, beep.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
And he submits it all under this name.
Oh, my goodness.
And this meemaw's like, who's this guy with all the bad words?
Meemaw, aunts, cousins, yeah. They all saw it.
And then Raymond, whose name is Raymond the mother, beep, beep, beep. Why would you do that?
I didn't know we were doing a public group. I didn't know anyone was going to see that name.
Oh.
Shouldn't you always, it's like a microphone, shouldn't you always assume it's on?
And everyone in the group would see it, including Meemaw.
Yeah, sorry.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby
Bones.
I've been handed a television bracket that I'm going to run through here. Let's see here. Game of Thrones versus The Walking Dead. Ooh, that's a tough one. Where's my pen? Game of Thrones versus Walking Dead.
How do you win this bracket?
I just pick you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with... I think Game of Thrones is a better show. They spent more money and more. But for me personally, I'm going with The Walking Dead. So they're going to move on to round number two in my bracket. Friends versus The Office.
Come on.
Ah, Friends.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easy one because it's on all the time. But The Office is probably my favorite show of all time. I got to go with The Office.
You have to.
For the Bobby bracket.
It's like your Arkansas.
Everybody Loves Raymond versus King of Queens.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's tough because I watch them both every night on TV Land. I think King of Queens makes me laugh out loud still, but pound for pound, Raymond may just be a better show.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go Raymond
on
that.
Yeah, good call, good call.
Survivor versus The Amazing Race. I don't know that I've ever seen a full episode of The Amazing Race. And I used to watch Survivor, so I'm going to go Survivor on that one.
I'd go Amazing Race.
You would?
You'd be wrong.
Yeah, I got to go Survivor. Fresh Prince versus Full House.
Ooh,
easy. Oh, Fresh Prince.
That's tough. I did love Full House. I thought The Fresh Prince was so cool, though. I'll still watch them both if they come on. Will counted Aunt Viv wrong from season one when he got rid of her.
Oh, yeah, he did.
When he came in. I'm going to go with The Fresh Prince.
There you go. West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Narcos versus Ozark.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, it's Narcos.
No brainer.
Yeah,
Narcos.
I liked Ozark a lot, but I invested heavily into Narcos because there were two strong seasons of Pablo.
Oh, yeah.
And I learned a lot.
And the third season's good, too.
Orange is the New Black versus Stranger Things. I think I go with Orange is the New Black. That's the show that brought me into Netflix, period, ever first. It's not the safest show for the listeners out there, but I think I'm going to go with that. Then one more, Family Guy versus The Simpsons. It's easily The Simpsons. Family Guy only exists because of The Simpsons.
Is that right?
Absolutely, The Simpsons created.
Simpsons classic, original, animated.
It's still cool. Okay, so there we go. Second round. Let's go. The Walking Dead versus Everybody Loves Raymond. Well, that's easy. Ooh, I don't know. The Walking Dead's so new.
You're going to go Raymond, right?
Oh, we're breaking down this whole thing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go Walking Dead over Raymond.
Okay.
Wow.
The Office versus Survivor. That's easy. The Office wins. Fresh Prince versus Narcos. See, that's tough. That just means different things.
It's totally different.
I'm going to have to go Fresh Prince just because of the years.
For sure. You can read about Narcos.
Orange is the New Black versus The Simpsons. It's easily The Simpsons. I mean, I've bought 20 seasons of The Simpsons. We're down to the final four, boys.
Who's in it?
The Walking Dead and Fresh Prince and The Office and The Simpsons.
Oh.
So Walking Dead and Fresh Prince. Man, it's tough because it just who means the most to me? I'm going to have to go Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Will Smith and
to
Jazz.
The championship. And The Office versus The Simpsons. Another very tough show.
Dang, dude. The Office.
I'm going to have to go The Office.
Yeah.
And then for the championship, it's The Office versus Fresh Prince. I have to go with The Office.
For the champ!
For the champ. The champion.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you very much.
Michael Scott.
There it is. And both. I can watch the British version and the English because it didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your champion. In case you're keeping up at home, if you had a Bobby TV bracket in your office pool, I hope you picked The Office because they just won the bracket there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It's breakup season. Did you know that?
No, I've already lived that season.
Well, apparently there's like a run between Valentine's Day and then spring break is a big push. Facebook did this whole, I don't know, data searching thing where they searched for the word breakup and discovered that right before spring break time, that's when they see the most breakups happening.
Good. Join the club.
Yeah. For high school
yes. What?
It's for high school students. Like, I don't think adults break up. Like,
it's just like,
well, 50, college maybe.
Things I Hate About You. What was that? What was that Netflix show called?
Oh, yeah, 15 Reasons
Shades
Why.
Of Grey.
What? No.
Oh, 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah,
13.
Those kids.
We'll get there eventually.
Hannah Baker.
Yeah, dang, what else? Dude.
Okay, so do you know what happens to weight or fat when you lose it?
You burn it.
Poop it out.
See, you, well, yes, you Eddie, you're burning fat, yes, yeah. But then how does it leave your body?
I would assume it comes out through a hole.
You would assume. Yeah. That's what I thought, too, and that's why I'm here, a little medical thing with
what
the pile
it?
Today. You breathe it out. You breathe it, sweat it, and urinate it out. Those three ways.
So Bobby's right, a hole.
Yeah, it's emitted through
hole, yeah.
Carbon dioxide. Well,
wow,
yes.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Pretty fascinating. So if
how,
you try,
do I, how do you spit it out?
Yeah, every time
and
you breathe out.
I don't think
out.
You spit it.
No.
But it's through the carbon go. Dioxide, through you sweating, and
just
through urine.
All right,
so
what else?
Sure, yeah. A little medical tidbit for you. What would you say Taco Bell's most successful item ever is?
Well, it's the difference. Ever or like new item? Because
no, it's the most sold item ever.
Whatever you're going to say, if it's not the Crunchy Taco, you're wrong. Because it's been happening for 30 years.
Right. It's not.
Nothing new can eclipse the Crunchy Taco from Taco Bell. I would assume the new item is probably something like the nacho fries that are amazing, but they've only been out for a few months.
Okay,
look
fine.
At you.
I'm sure new is a key word in the item, but you would think, I would have thought like the Doritos Locos Taco, because that's like so popular.
I do Taco Bell commercials. I bet it's the Doritos Nacho, the whatever it is. What is it?
The nacho fries.
Yeah.
It
people
is?
People love them.
They have sold, since the launch in January, they sold 53 million.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Wow. Yeah,
53
yeah.
million nacho fries.
Let me tell you about that. They have a Skittles drink out now.
I saw you
did
post
you see me
that.
Post about that?
I did.
And I'm not full of crap either. I don't eat Taco Bell every day. But when I do, because we'll stop and we tour, will go to Taco Bell. And
I've been there.
Sometimes I get the protein bowl. Sometimes I'll eat those crunchy tacos. Like there is no tomorrow. I can eat a whole box of those things. I do love Taco Bell. And they have that Skittles drink. Now, will I have one every month? Nah. But when I go, because I got the Airhead drink at Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. The mystery Airhead drink.
You know how they say that some things are better than sex?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't had sex in a long time, but I have an Airhead drink.
There's a cake called that.
What?
Better than sex.
Oh, well, I mean, I'll just take.
And sometimes
equal.
My mom
I'll
would.
I'll take equal to sex cake.
Oh my gosh. We would go to parties or wherever or have an event and my mom would make it and it'd be so awkward because we'd be like, what is that called? And she'd be like, it's better than sex. But that was the name of the cake.
And
it was still
giggle.
So, yes.
I get it.
It's so awkward.
Well,
it
like
really
to,
is a good cake.
I'd like to have some of that cake, but. Or its little brother.
Oh my goodness!
What's
you know,
the little,
I would even take it.
Wait, what's the little brother?
Better than
no.
What?
That's funny, Bones.
I don't get
any of the little brothers.
Yeah. Any of that? Any
I don't
of that.
Get it.
Just take whichever one.
I really don't.
That's
write
funny,
it down.
Bones.
You don't want me
stop
to
stop it, Amy. Just
can
move
we,
on.
Can we do like a sign?
No.
Don't do a sign.
What story am I on? Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about where fat goes.
Yep.
Yeah. Did that one.
We
get
about
ready to be broken up with because spring
Bell.
Break if you're 12 and nacho fries. Oh. I know. This has to do with parents, and I'm talking to everyone listening. We need to up our game when it comes time to spending time with our children, because I saw a headline that said 40% of parents spend less than half an hour a week with their kids quality time. What?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That's bad. That's 40% of kids out there that aren't having quality time with their parents. 30
but
minutes?
You think it's hard, though, because you're driving them around, you're cooking, you're getting the house ready, cleaning up. So the quality time, yeah, there really probably isn't a bunch. Oh.
And what are they factoring kids that don't have time, any time with their parents? What I wonder, and it equals into the
that's
time.
That's true, too.
Well, that just makes me sad.
But you're right. Step it up.
Yeah, like, you know, play some games, go to the park, ride your bike.
Easier said than done.
I know, but 30 minutes a week, Bobby? You're telling me some of these parents aren't on Instagram and Facebook and Netflix? Exactly. I'm still coughing. Maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
You know, yesterday as the day went along, I started to think more about this United Airlines story where they put the dog in the overhead compartment. And yesterday I was beside myself, not just at the airline, but at the person who had put their dog in the overhead compartment. And then I go, okay, well, let me put myself in the situation where they had to make the flight because worst case scenario, somebody's dying. And I go, I still am checking on that dog every 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still making sure it has water. And so I read the story. United Airlines did a very sad, regrettable thing. Its attendants insisted a passenger store their 10-month-old French bulldog in the overhead bin of a flight from Houston to New York. The puppy died. In the second story, it looks like United accidentally flew a different dog to Japan instead of Kansas. Now, that dog didn't die, but they flew a dog to Japan accidentally. It's like putting a bag on the wrong flight. They put a dog, they sent a dog to Japan. Per CNN, United Airlines allegedly swapped Kara Swindle's 10-year-old dog, a German Shepherd, with a Great Dane that's supposed to head to Japan. They swooped. Okay, you go here. You go.
Man.
So all of a sudden, this dog walks out and
it's like, Japan. Huh.
This poor dog's like, huh.
These people speak in a different language.
So it makes, and I saw where the congressman or Senator Kennedy, you may look which what his official role is. But he wrote a letter to United, said they were responsible for 75% of the deaths on animals on airplanes.
Oh.
And so it makes me rethink that, and I never do this, but I think maybe I just don't want to fly United Airlines anymore.
Yeah, wow. Senator.
And I said, okay, so Senator Kennedy from Massachusetts?
Louisiana.
Not Louisiana. No.
Aren't they all from Massachusetts?
Kennedy from, no.
Yeah, I don't. Is he from? If that dude's from Louisiana,
that'd be weird.
He moved down there.
Really?
Just to get a seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Louisiana.
John Kennedy's from Louisiana?
Is he related to the Kennedys?
Is he just one of those Creole Kennedys?
Coincidentally, well, Kennedy.
Creole Kennedy.
But yeah, he did. He proposed legislation to prevent airlines from putting animals in overhead bins.
Well, that shouldn't even be. That's like, you know what? I prevent legislation from people standing out in the middle of the highway when. Right. That's just common sense. That being said, it makes me question if I'm going to fly United and use them anymore. And I do fly a lot.
There was a statement that they said from United that said that they didn't know there was a dog in there. They just thought it was the carrier. See that?
And you know what? I would probably believe that. But if this is true from what we're reading, if 75% of the animals do, again, it's me having to, again, re-knowledge myself and make sure that I'm just not reading headlines because nothing's ever true. But it makes me, if it's all true, it makes me go, that sucks. And I'm not going to go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is just terrible. And you're right. I mean, we can speak with our money and choosing not to fly something.
And I'm not committed to that yet.
I know. I'm
going to read more about it.
Because
I hear people go, you know what? I'm boycotting every movie that Steven Spielberg makes until... You know,
a really awesome movie comes out.
Jurassic Park 9 comes out. Like, you know what? I'm thinking about that.
JK.
So there's that. Tomorrow, Chris Jansen will be in. The dance parties will happen. Oh, you know who's going to come by? Is old German.
German McGee.
German, he's the
Irish
fella who sat in our show once, and we didn't know he was a musician, and he started playing guitar. We were like, holy, he played our guitar. We were like, whoa, you're good.
Yeah, he's good.
So in honor of St. Patrick's Day being Saturday, we're going to bring him in tomorrow. There's that. And by the way, I'll mention this one other time. I got to announce my book today. People Magazine announced it. But it's called Fail Until You Don't, Fight, Grind, Repeat. And so I think pre-orders are dumb. I'll say that. I do. Because I think, what do you get? You just get to say you're going to buy it earlier. So I'm not going to do a pre-order without offering some incentive. So today, and the reason we're doing it so early, because it doesn't come out till June, is I have to finish my acknowledgments in the next couple of days to go to print. And that's who you're thanking. And so from noon central today until 1 at fightgrindrepeat.com, anyone that buys the book, and noon to 1 from that site, and the site's not flipped over yet, it will be when the show's over, fightgrindrepeat.com. I'm going to put your name in the acknowledgments. That's it. The end. Boom. And if you don't, that's okay too. Can't promise the book's any good. I read it 3 times already.
You can't promise anything?
I don't. I can't. I can't promise anything. So I will say it's not my most personal work ever. I'm doing the opposite of every artist. When they come in and they go,
say it's their favorite.
You know,
thing
it's my, it's the most personal
I've ever gotten with a record.
You know, it's not the most personal I ever got with a book. Not because it, just because it's not a, like my first book was about my life. This is a bit about my life, but things I've learned.
So like, say I'm at Barnes & Noble, mm-hmm. it's in the self-help section?
No, I don't think it's up, but motivational.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. I hate to call it a self-help, because that seems like I should be Joel Osteen or Tim Tebow. But I think it's in the motivational. If you read this book, you will be motivated. Maybe to never buy another one of my books, but you'll be motivated to something.
You can't promise that.
Yeah. So anyway, fightgrindrepeat.com at noon central, and if you do, that's awesome. If you don't, I get it too. I don't have a pre-order or anything, but I will put you in the back of the book. I just don't want to be, you know, disingenuous to the listeners out there and act like I missed a pre-order.
Yeah, keep it real.
Artist goes, hey, pre-order my record. I'm like, I'll wait till the day it comes out. Maybe. So there's that.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, there's a new Bobby cast going up today where it's just us in this room talking about our 5 years of being on the show. A lot of times I have an artist in to talk about songwriting or producing, but on the Bobby cast today we all are talking about our 5 years here and our best memories, because we just celebrated 5 years of being a real show. So if you want to subscribe to the Bobby cast, all you have to do is go to iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts and search Bobby cast, subscribe, boom, you can listen to that. And mostly it's a lot of great songwriters and even artists stopping by the house. Dierks Bentley came by for an hour, Maren Morris came by for an hour, Stapleton, Ross Kopperman, big producer. So it's all there. It's, if you like country music, it's the second level of country music. There's that. Today was my big book pre-sale day today.
Oh, yeah, big day.
And you know me, I hate pre-sales. I think they're ridiculous. So because of that, I want to do something special. So from noon to 1 central at fightgrindrepeat.com, if you buy my book pre-sale today from that site, fightgrindrepeat.com, you can be in the acknowledgement section of my book. That's how it goes.
It's so cool.
I think I've gamed the system. I hope that the book company doesn't come back and say, you can't do this. And I'm putting that option out there that there's a 5% chance they do come back and say that. But for my contract, I can put whoever I want in that acknowledgement section.
Mm-hmm.
Fightgrindrepeat.com from noon to 1 central. So that's 1 Eastern. It's all the hours. All I'm saying is noon to 1 central, and you have to do it in that 1 hour. That being said, that's all. Chris Jansen will be in tomorrow. He's getting inducted into the Opry.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's going to come and talk about that. Chris Jansen, speaking of 5 years, was our very first guest ever on this show. In all of the show, he was the first guy in.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Hope you have a great Thursday. Chris Jansen, Friday morning dance party all tomorrow. And our Irish friend. Remember Jarmid?
Yeah.
Darmid?
Jarmid.
Yeah.
It's like pyramid, but with a J.
Yeah, Jarmid. He's coming in tomorrow because it's the day before St. Patrick's Day. So I think tomorrow will be good. Hope you come. Hope you see us. We'll see you on Friday. So, be bye.
Bobby Bones.